of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
So. But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And today, health insurance reform is the law of the land. All across the world. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. My proposal would bring down the cost of health care for families, for businesses, and for the federal government. Americans buying comparable coverage to what they have today would see premiums fall by 14 to 20%. For Americans who get their insurance through the workplace, a lot of those folks, your employer, it's estimated, would see premiums fall by as much as 3,000%, which means they could give you a raise.
Sounds great.
There's mercury in Obamacare, too. Mercury, plenty of mercury in Obamacare.
Hold on. I think
what?
I think there's a slight problem with what he had to say there.
I'm just really, it's not that obvious, Super Don. I just sticker shock. Does anybody else have sticker shock out there? Anybody will figure this thing out? Mike Adams revealed overnight about a major rate shock in Texas, at least. One particular example of a 539% increase in health insurance costs for Texans. And, you know, they say there's no inflation. Maybe this is the point of Obamacare, is to, like, soak up all that those Federal Reserve notes that Ben Bernanke has been printing for years.
Wow, but don't you think that 539% increase should be canceled out by the 3,000% decrease that employers are going to get, according to Obama?
Did he say 3,000?
3,000.
He's not prone to exaggeration at all. And, of course, he was telling the truth when he said you could keep your existing doctor, you could keep your existing health care.
Keep your favorite color, eat your favorite ice cream, yeah.
Where's Team America World Police when you need them from the makers of
What show is this?
Hey, welcome everybody to Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey.
Terrific Tuesday on the show.
Yes, it is.
And we have a lot of things to do today. In fact, we got to preview some upcoming events. One, of course, is the Big Weston A. Price Foundation event in Atlanta. We have Kayla Daniel. She is known as the Naughty Nutritionist. I don't know if you have to hide your kids. I don't know if she's that naughty. I'm not sure. Haven't talked to her yet, but we're excited to have her on board. We'll dispel some nutritional myths. Yes, we'll dispel that. Dismissed. Class dismissed. Okay, what else we got? Oh, 866. Oh, I think I redlined my microphone. I'm sorry. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355 is the number. Call in. This is your chance today. Ask a question because I'm taking off, you hosers. I'm going to New Hampshire. Speaking of New Hampshire, does anybody know of, like, if there's an organic restaurant or something in, like, Manchester or Nashua? Did I say Nashua right? I've got to go up there and do some things. A couple of days. I don't know. Call me. If you're from Manchester or otherwise in New Hampshire, let me know. Is there a place that I can eat healthy food while I'm up there? 866-939-2355. What else we got? Of course, the rate shock is big on our minds. We're very concerned for those of you who hadn't figured out that the most efficient way to not spend too much money, like a 539% increase in your health insurance premiums, is to not sign up. And for a while now, at least, we have been saying so, and people are afraid, no, they're going to find me, but they're going to keep delaying this. So you've got time to figure this thing out.
I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about the fine situation, and they said, aren't you worried that they're going to fine you? And I said, well, they sort of have to find me before they can find me. So
find you to find you, right. That's and, of course, you have to have something to give them. And that's another aspect of the targeting or the mopping up of excess inflationary notes, which is part of what's happening here. And, you know, it literally, it's devastating when you look at what's happened here. And Obama has actually changed his tune over the years. If you remember when he was running for president, his main competition was Hillary Care or Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
And he had a completely different tact or perspective. So, you know, the question, if you ask legitimately, and this is not a race thing, right? We've been through that. If you ask, you know, Obama, does he have a core set of principles? You know, a lot of folks would like to say, he's a diehard Marxist communist. And I'm just, I don't buy that. I just think he is whatever the puppet masters tell him to be in order to fulfill his dream to be the guy at this point that takes America down to its knees and, you know, makes it humble before something or some entity or some global world order. I mean, he's doing his job rather well in that sense because of the destruction of the, let's say, the very fabric of America, which, by the way, it was already kind of, let's say, fraying at the edges long before Obama became president. But there was still the illusion, you know, particularly here, I can pick on, like, the talk show host on the right, you know, conservative talk show hosts that pretend that, well, if only they had a Republican in, all was well, and neglect to recognize that the Republicans that preceded Obama didn't do a hell of a lot better job in reducing government burdens, government intrusion into our lives. But then again, we could see maybe Obama was running for president as a Republican because some of the rhetoric he used seems to be more Republican-like or Republican-like compared to what he is today in pushing for this failed system that will never get off the ground, in my humble opinion.
Short-term memory. I'll tell you what, if you had listened to Obama 5 years ago, when he was actually trying to run for president, he had a completely different opinion about the whole thing, about the, you know, what we've talked about that is unconstitutional, that is wrong about Obamacare, which is that thing called a mandate.
He agreed with, did he agree with us on that mandate issue? It's amazing.
I think he did.
Want to hear this? Yeah, kids out there, you want to hear Obama 5 years ago when he's running for president, and he more or less sounded a little bit more like what we've talked about regarding the mandate. Go ahead and run Obama clip one.
This is a modest difference, but it's one that she's tried to elevate, arguing that because I don't force people to buy health care that I'm not insuring everybody. Well, if things were that easy, I could mandate everybody buy a house, and that would solve the problem of homelessness. It doesn't.
Yeah, interesting. Was that Obama?
Who was that? That was not Obama. No.
That was a ventriloquist, right? That was definitely Howdy Doody or something. I mean, how is that possible? He said, if it was that easy, I'd just force everybody to buy a house and I'd solve the problem of homelessness. And that is actually an astute observation, even though he had trouble and he struggled with saying it based on the fact that he didn't have a teleprompter in front of him. But how is that the same president today? Because you've been duped. He was running against Hillary,
and Hillary was a big fan of the mandate and a big fan of saying, you know, if you don't do this, then we're going to come get you. You're going to get in trouble. And he was running against that. He was trying to differentiate himself, set himself apart from his opponent by saying, no, that's not right. That's not fair. You can't force people to buy health insurance. Why would you do that?
Well, and remember that on the state level in Massachusetts, you had Governor Mitt Romney, who was supposedly a Republican, and he implemented a mandate on the state level.
He took a lot of heat for that.
Oh, he did, but he still became what? Did he not become the nominee for the Republican Party?
He did.
What does that tell you about the Republican Party? It has no core principles either. So this is the moment. You know, this is like that defining moment where you go, oh. Yeah, they're both lying. They're all lying to us, and then you have to make a decision based on that. Do I continue to participate with a bunch of lying liars? I think that's why Ty Bollinger is writing a new book, you know, Monumental Myths, and it's such a long title. I don't even remember the title, but it's great. He's covering all of the lies. He's going to reveal them all, so it's going to be cool when that comes out. But if we talk about more lies, look at Obama. You know, taking on Hillary first was like a town hall trying to differentiate himself. I'm not Hillary. I'm not going to mandate it because that's just, you can't just force people to buy a house or insurance. Of course, we would agree, but the use of force is all that government knows. It's not about voluntary. It's not about, well, we've got the big guns. You're going to do what we tell you. But what about the fine, Obama? Go ahead and run clip two.
Now, Massachusetts has a mandate right now. They have exempted 20% of the uninsured because they've concluded that 20% can't afford it. In some cases, there are people who are paying fines and still can't afford it, so now they're worse off than they were. They don't have health insurance, and they're paying a fine. And in order for you to force people to get health insurance, you've got to have a very harsh, stiff penalty. And Senator Clinton has said that we will go after their wages. Now, this is a substantive difference, but understand that both of us seek to get universal health care. I have a substantive difference with Senator Clinton on how to get there.
What was the substantive difference to get there? It wasn't. Yeah. It's using the force of government to fine people who don't participate, then calling it a tax.
Listen, what he was pointing out was that in the Massachusetts plan that they exempted 20% of the population because they couldn't afford it. Well, okay, fine. This is where the subsidies come into place. And, you know, I ran into this when I was trying to sign up for Obamacare. They wanted to see if I qualified for a subsidy. But let me ask you something. If, as in this article that Mike put up there, if Obamacare is going to cause a 539% increase in health insurance costs for Texans, I'm pretty sure that would pretty much make everybody in Texas exempt, because who's going to be able to afford a 539% increase?
Those rich oil magnates.
Oh, that's right.
There.
That's right. That's
Jed Clampett, right? Jethro, they're going to be able to afford it. But other than that, I don't know who. Oh, by the way, thankfully Ty got back to me really quick. He didn't tell me how long it took him to pee this morning. You know how that contest is going on.
I think you
could complete that task before you could get the whole name of his book out. That's how long it is. Get ready, and we'll be talking about this in the coming weeks as this thing gets ready. Monumental myths of the modern medical mafia and mainstream media and the multitude of lying liars that manufactured them. I've just been relieved. Okay.
Hey.
We've got a lot more healing to go. Hey, if you want to call in, line up right now. 866-939-2355. I'd like to hear from you on training doctors like dogs. The FDA is going to do that. Why? They want them to be spotters. Are these like the seeing eye dogs? What are they, these doctors? Are they doctors? Are they dogs? We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
All right, rocking the health world, we are. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com, 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday. And, of course, Monday through Friday, first airing, 3 to 5 in the afternoon. You can call us live, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Tell your friends. You can tweet us at RS Bell Media. And, of course, the Facebook page is up there. And a new announcement to make as far as an upcoming event just added. And I made one of those things. Super Don, I'm not really good at this, but I think I did it right on, you know, how Facebook, they use the social networks. You can actually make an event. And I did one for Sarasota, Florida. Sarasota, Florida, November 16th. It's a Saturday, so I won't be off that day, but I think middle of the day, around 12:30, I'm going to be speaking at Richard's Whole Food Emporium, first annual, I don't know, Customer Appreciation Expo, something like that.
Nice.
So Sarasota, Florida, looking out for you. Also looking out for anybody in New Hampshire that knows where I can eat a healthy meal while I'm up there the next couple of days. Ty Bollinger's going to take over. He's taking over! Oh, no! Well, it couldn't be a better guy to take over the Robert Scott Bell Show tomorrow. With Super Don, and who else he'll get? Maybe Lanigan. A.J. Lanigan would be great to hear from. If it's not this week, it's next. Let's see. Also, we're hoping Joni Abbott can host on Thursday for me. I might be able to chime in. I'm just looking at my schedule. I'm not sure yet. And we'll have the Healing Revolution on Friday, per usual, with Dr. Frank King. Now, what else we got? Check it out if you're not sure where I'll be. It's in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And we did, by the way, get an interesting tweet from a listener. I thought that'd be cool. We don't often read tweets, Twitters. No. Stacy Noble, shout out to you. She says, "I used to be a zombie I used to be a zombie watching TV. Now I am educated and informed, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I use that the app at RS Bell Media Show. Thanks."
So we've replaced TV for Stacy Noble.
Yeah, it's not TV. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right, we're only 2 cool. hours a day. If we've replaced her TV, I think we need to, should we be like 24/7? All Robert Scott Bell, all the time.
No, but we do our little mini videos, so you add that into the mix, and we're sort of TV now because
we had some fun with the one yesterday, too, didn't we?
Oh, you got to check out the RSB 180. Super Don was having way too much fun as we were looking back on yesterday's broadcast. So it's fun, and shout out for all of you Star Wars fans because, of course, Super Don is there for you.
Yeah.
So go ahead and listen to that. Now, what do I want to talk about? You see, the doctors, they want to put in charge, of course, of Obamacare. are the same ones that don't have the capacity, seemingly, to figure out when a drug ad is lying, when it's not telling you the truth. And the FDA wants to remedy that, according to Fierce Pharma, this story by Carly Helfand. She said the feds are trying to crack down on pharma marketing infractions, but they're not doing a good job. So it's like, hey, I know what, let's get Mikey, Dr. Mikey. He knows everything, right? Except he doesn't know how to read a drug insert or to give them their props. They simply don't have the time. So where do they get their information about drugs that they prescribe? From hot and sexy cheerleaders that the drug companies hire to sell into the drug, let's say the drug dealer's practice. The drug dealer is a doctor. What? What did you say?
That's no joke. They actually hire ex-cheerleaders to do this stuff because they got, you know, they're kind of nice to look at.
So that, you know, if you can get a scholarship to college as a cheerleader, you have almost a guaranteed ability to go out and sell drugs to doctors for big bucks.
For pharmaceutical, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, big bucks. And you don't have to go through all that rigmarole of, a residency and things like that. You just got to look pretty, apply that makeup, and smile. Big white pearly teeth. Now, the office of FDA's Office of Prescription Drug Promotion is launching this study. And it's not a study; it's like a class for doctors, and they're calling it bad ad. Bad ad. Yeah, bad ad. Are you a bad ad? We really want you docs to figure this thing out because we can't. That's our job. The FDA's job. It's like it's our job, but we failed. So docs, hey, do you mind doing a little bit more work? You got plenty of extra time, don't you? You're seeing what? A patient, you can spend what, 90 seconds with a patient? Sure, yeah, throw a little extra time our way and do our job for us to root out the bad guys of the drug industry and the bad ads that they're putting out.
Well,
does this strike anybody as really wrong to you?
You know, check this out, okay? Over the past decade, last 10 years, drug makers have been fined almost $14 billion for off-label and safety-related claims.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not stopping. So I can see how the FDA might be going, hey, look, I mean, $14 billion, they're still doing the same thing. We need help.
And doctors, really, this is your chance. This is your chance to make big bucks. You drop dime on the drug companies, maybe the FDA will hook you up with a little petty cash on the side.
A little bounty.
The $14 billion coming in. Docs, get your share. Turn in a drug company. Really. Doctors be trained like dogs. Isn't that embarrassing? Docs?
I don't see
out
it
there?
Working. I don't think it's going to work.
866-939-2355. Hey, endocrine disruption got you down? We'll talk about some of those disruptors and maybe what to do with it. And what is, pray tell, a pre-vivor? Does it have anything to do with pink washing? Yeah, I bet pre-vivor. Was that a band in the 80s, pre-vivor? No. We'll be right back.
You say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $9. $25. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, stop it already. Come on, man. Your genes don't cause cancer. They don't. You stop with the genes cause cancer. I mean, this is the whole problem with, you know, government-provided health care. They start from the wrong place. Their very first step is into the, well, I'd like to say it's into the manure. Manure can be beneficial for growing food, but it's into something like a toxic waste dump. It's into bisphenol A, for instance. The first step that's made. Now, I realize there's controversy about, you know, different aspects of Obamacare. Who's motivated by being a political lefty or political righty? I don't have a dog in the fight, quite honestly. I could care less because I've argued to become part of what Jerry Doyle calls the opt-out revolution. The simply withdrawing consent. That's the most powerful weapon you have in protecting yourself
from these violations, incredible violations of your sovereignty, your sanctity, your body, the body of your children, and the violations that happen because the government says it's our place to help you, even if you don't want the help. They're beating everybody over the head who does not want to go to across the street because of collectivist ideals to say, well, we've got to help the poorest among us, and this is the only way to do it, by force of a gun. No, charity is not done via the force of a gun. It's done via volunteering your abilities, your time, your money. And the freedom to do that is that is a high calling. Government doesn't operate at that level. It operates via the force, via the gun. The very thing that they'd like to take away from all of us. Now, the real thing they should be taking away from all of us are these endocrine disruptors that are actually causing cancer. Yes, they're actually the real cause of cancer. And yet, our government, who pretends to come in and ride in on a shining white medical horse to save us from ourselves, facilitates and looks the other way and allows these substances to be put into the food, to be put into the environment. They will not tell you that mercury in vaccines is dangerous, perhaps even deadly. And that is one of the most endocrine disrupting substances on planet Earth, the toxic metal known as mercury. They won't tell you that mercury in dental amalgams, another medical profession that is licensed by the state, sanctioned by government, they refuse to tell you. They still fight tooth and nail against even the international treaty to curtail the use of mercury. Oh, mercury's bad, but no, we've got to have it in our vaccines. We got to keep giving it to poor people and put it in their teeth. And then they say, well, it's your genes. You're unlucky. What are you going to do? Good article here. I'm not always in agreement with what's on the Environmental Working Group because I've seen them attack silver, colloidal silver in particular, and they were numbnuts for doing it. But that's beside the point. They're not trained there, and who knows if they have other agendas. But on this list, I happen to agree. And you can call me, 866-939-2355. This is your day to call in. Super Don Double Dog dares you. Just do it. 12 hormone-altering chemicals and how to avoid them. Bisphenol A, of course, is in plastifiers, plastics. It's in an endocrine disruptor, an estrogenic compound. And the thing that they've replaced it with, we covered this a long time ago, and more information is coming out now about it, BPS, which may even be worse than BPA. So be careful when you read BPA-free. It could include BPS, which is not a whole lot better, may in fact be worse. We got to pull those plastifiers out, the xenoestrogens out of the body. We'll get into some of those things. But dioxins, that's an oldie but a goodie, or I should say an oldie but a baddie. Dioxins are everywhere in the environment, and they rise up, into the food chain. The higher up you eat, the more exposure you get. So if you're, if you're eating a lot of animal products, please be sure to make sure that you're, they're raised cleanly, so it doesn't add to the things that are already there, due to a contaminated planet that we're on right now. This is an interesting substance here. Have you ever heard of atrazine?
Atrazine? I have heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, there are filters that can filter it out, water filters and such, but it's causing male frogs to turn into effeminate male frogs. It's nothing like seeing a frog with a lisp. Oh, wait, that was politically incorrect.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry. Did I go there? Bad host. Spank
what?
The host. Sorry about that. You can call me up if I've upset you again. No, there's nothing. Look. It's the feminization via chemical. It's chemical castration in this case. It's an herbicide, atrazine. That is something. And of course, a lot of these neighborhoods that mandate pretty green lawns, this is a disaster, and it's going to take a lot of re-education or an economic collapse to finally get them to change their ways. But how about phthalates? Don't you love saying that? Phthalates. You did that. When your wife says to you, you're in trouble. You can't say that to me. She can say that. But phthalates, of course, lowering sperm count, less sperm mobility, motility, etc., birth defects, particularly in the male reproductive system, the phthalates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to avoid, again, plastic, petrochemical plastic. Now, if they made these quote-unquote plastics from other substances, even, for instance, hemp, is a great source of making food-based type plastics. It's not the same thing, but in many ways, they can do this. But a lot of the plastifiers are there causing endocrine disruption. It's not just BPA, BPA alone. Perchlorate, another big one. Is this the rocket fuel I remember talking about all those years ago, or is it something else?
Oh, we had fun with that one, didn't we?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Kids blasting off simultaneously combusting rocket fuel.
Because they found it in breast milk.
In breast milk. So it was in little babies.
That's right.
They were getting this, and particularly in California because it was in the water supply there. I remember that. RO filters can pull it out. We can do stuff with that. If you go to robertswater.com, a lot of the things we talk about here we can neutralize via purification, filtration, ionization, the splitting out. You can pull most of the fluoride out that way, too, via electrolysis. Very interesting. So that's good. But fire retardants are big, so this counteracts the perchlorate, the rocket fuel. You get the fire retardants in there. That way they can eat or drink the rocket fuel and still not spontaneously combust because you got fire retardants. Oops, did I mention that fire retardants also cause cancer, also disrupt the endocrine system of little boys and little girls, much less big boys and big girls. And if you thought like heavy metal, they're bad. Heavy metal, not the music. I mean, I guess some people don't like heavy metal music.
But hey, in this case, don't step on my heavy metal, man.
In this case, plumbum metallicum, lead, Latin name for lead, plumbum. Very, very damaging. They've known this. This is not new. Of course, it used to be put in gasoline, lowering the IQs of everybody that was, sourcing it and breathing it. But old paint, different things like that that have been around for decades and decades and decades, lead can be a problem. And then we get to arsenic. Arsenic. Now, here's the solution clue, because arsenic, of course, is a toxic metal technically. It's in that family. But it can kill you, but at low doses, homeopathic doses, it can actually stimulate the body to excrete the arsenic. And studies have been done, peer-reviewed published journals, and you can detoxify. That's the point of this particular mention here, that all of these substances that we mention of endocrine disruption can be reversed via the use of homeopathic medicine, of course, via increasing certain trace elements and antioxidants, selenium primary among them, ingesting good things that can enhance glutathione and metallothionine production, selenium again, coming back to that, but homeopathic metal detox, environmental detox, being critical to remove these things. And arsenicum is able to be stimulates the body to release the arsenic. And they've tested this in urine, and feces, and things like that. And again, we get to mercury. Homeopathic mercury detox is not the only thing I would do. You can do aggressive chelation like Dr. Bittar talks about. These are very real substances that really cause harm, and there are very real solutions to pull them out. Yet, and I want to go real quick, the PFCs, the organophosphates, glycol ethers, etc. Yet, the argument from the pink ribbon-wearing Dunkin' Munchkins, they call it
Dunkin' Munchkins.
Didn't they do pink washing of the donuts too, or is it just Kentucky Fried Donuts?
I think it would be hard to find somebody who at this point has not launched themselves into that campaign at some point or another.
Yeah, but this is the whole point of this discussion. We lead to that term Previver. I mentioned last segment.
Previver.
Really. Previver. Yeah. Are you a Previver? And this is a word, I don't know if it's been around for a long time, but I've never heard of it till we looked at this story. So we could be behind the times here. What is a Previver? According to the definition, and by the way, we have these stories linked up in the notes at robertscottbell.com. And this is where you get the power to heal. We give you the information so you can see through it so you're no longer a TV zombie, as we got tweeted, right? Listen to this definition according to this article. A Previver is a survivor of a predisposition to cancer. Yeah, I survived that predisposition. When did anybody die from a predisposition? Maybe an imposition?
When I saw this, I thought that was just so lame. I mean, to call somebody a Previver, it's almost like
Previver.
It's become like a chic, it's like a cool thing. That if you cut your breasts off because you're afraid that you might possibly get breast cancer, you now have a cool name for yourself. You're not a person who jumped the gun and did something, outrageous over a fear. You're a Previver now.
Yeah, Previver. So, you're right. You mentioned it well, too, because it's sort of like, how do we market this idea of lopping off breasts before you even have cancer? You may never get it. Of course, they played up the hype of the BRCA gene, which we've acknowledged, it indicates certain metabolic pathway issues, but it's not a definitive guarantee that even if everybody in your family had breast cancer that you're going to, quote unquote, create, I should say create it. Now, I would look at the environmental factors that your family members have also encountered, foods that you eat, where do you live, what do? Other things, like we talk about the real, the endocrine disruptors that we just referenced, and look to remove those, then you are no longer predisposed, because these toxic poisons and endocrine disruptors are the real predisposition to cancer, breast cancer or otherwise. And man, how would you like it? Let's take off your gonads. Say it that way.
Well, that would make
and then
me
you
a
can
survivor.
Wear. You know, yeah, they took off my gonads and all I got was this lousy T-shirt that said, I'm a previvor.
I'm a previvor.
No, I'm not going there. Are you, ladies? Why do you fall for this?
Oh,
this
man.
Matriarchal, man-dominated, medical mafia targeting your body parts for removal because it's profitable, not because it's a genuine way to prevent cancer. Previvor. Previvor, my aspirin. And that's another thing, the NSAIDs that also disrupt the autocrine system. We may get to that. What else are we doing? Oh, we got Kayla Daniel, PhD, the naughty nutritionist, coming up. We got a lot of events. They're all listed at robertscottbell.com. You can call if you're so bold. What?
Can we talk about bellies next segment?
Belly!
Yes,
let's talk. Let's do that. A lot of pregnant bellies. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it. And I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Everybody loves a good belly, right? A belly laugh. A belly, you know, you're frightened down to your core. You know, it's in that gut feeling. But the bellies. I remember when my son, he was still, I don't know, he was just talking in one words. And if he see a girl belly, he would point at girl belly. But what is the fascination with pregnant bellies? Is the question. Because aren't you drawn to, if there's a woman who's pregnant, hopefully that you know, not a stranger, that you go, you know, oh my gosh, the baby's on its way and how wonderful.
Oh,
and
what you, is you it tend to want to. Oh, you're beautiful. Yeah.
Come on, don't you tend to want to rub the belly for luck or something?
Yeah. Or bless it? I actually talked with a couple of people after I'd read this story, and it's true. A couple of women that I talked to, that they said that, especially like older women, you know, elderly women, you know, they'll come, oh, beautiful, oh, you're pregnant, you know, and they'll pat the belly, and oh, when's it due? And it's all done out of, you know, out of love and caring, and, you know, it's not, you know, like people are running up there and start playing the drums or something.
Yeah, but listen, I think that this story, and you can check it out, we've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com, and Super Don's going to blast it out through the ethers there. It's titled "Hands Off." Rubbing pregnant bellies might be illegal. I'm like, dude, do we have to make a law special to rubbing pregnant bellies? I mean, how far have we, you know, gone from common sense, from normal interaction with humans? I'm not advocating that, you know, you run up to strangers' bellies who are pregnant and start rubbing them. I mean, that's not what we're saying here. But in a normal course of interaction with humans that you know that, well you know, happen to be pregnant, you know, that there is an energetic draw to it, is there not? Yeah. I mean,
well, I can see both sides of this because, you know, on the one hand, you know, we can talk about this on the radio and you think, well, what's the big deal? You know, I mean, you know, you've had a wife who was pregnant. I've had a wife who's been pregnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful than a pregnant woman, in my opinion. There's just something about it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. But on the flip side of the coin, I can see how if you're a pregnant, I can imagine.
If you're the pregnant one, yeah.
And some guy comes along, oh, hey, well, that's really nice, you know, putting his hands on you or whatever. Yeah, I can see how that might be kind of annoying, especially if it was happening a lot. And apparently, from what I've been told, it's very common. It's very common to have something like that.
Particularly in Pennsylvania, evidently. It's illegal to touch a pregnant belly without permission. And listen,
I don't want you to touch anybody's pregnant belly without the permission of the pregnant belly or the woman that has it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if we have to have a law for this, man, I just give up. Come on.
They asked an attorney. Yeah. They asked an attorney about this out of mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh-based attorney, and he said that anytime you harass, annoy, alarm another, mm-hmm. and there's touching involved without consent, someone can be charged with harassment. And so basically this falls under our laws having to do with harassment. People can get criminally charged for harassing somebody if they walk up to them.
That's different than having to make a special law for this. It's kind of like, you know, hate crime legislation. It's like, is it a crime whether you have hate in your heart or not? Well, yes, it's a crime. Right. You know, you don't start going thought crimes. And in this case, do you need to write? It's the same laws for, like you said, harassment, assault, battery, whatever. If you are violated in this way, you just don't need a special law for it. That's all I'm saying. Because I respect your right to not be, molested in any way.
I don't think they passed the pregnant belly harassment law. I think what they did is they're bringing this under the umbrella of harassment.
Okay.
So
it seems to be considered harassment to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Is there like a baby boom going on right now? I don't know about you, Super. I got a lot of friends who are about to have babies or just had them, and I'm thinking this. Really? Why now? I mean, I hope these kids coming in are going to save the world or save us from what we're doing. Because it's a whole heap of trouble. You know, we talked about all these endocrine disruptors they're being born into. If the parents, and many of the parents that I know are much more aware, they're not going to vaccinate their kids. They're going to clean up make sure that they're getting on a good organic diet, breastfeed, etc. But as we talked about, even the perchlorate in the breast milk is something that's a challenge to all of us and all of these kids coming in. I just, you know, think about being born today as opposed to when we were born into this world and what kind of world we're coming into or these kids are coming into. Man, they better be like coming in with, the strength of Superman to withstand what they're here to. I don't know what it is they're here to do, but I mean, I look around and I say, man, my kids have got some challenges. And, you know, we bring whatever level of awareness we can to them about the world they're growing up in. So what do you think? It is scary. It is. I'll acknowledge that. But, of course, if we get to our heart center, find out what we're here to do, our passion, our mission, of course, we know what that is here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But we're going to do some more of that next hour. We're going to bust up some nutritional myths with Kayla Daniel. And your calls, if you'd be so bold, 866-939-2355. What is our mission here? Simply to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.